The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Cowboys victory Monday, the Cooper Cowboys, the Cardiac Cowboys, the Catalytic Converter Cowboys that people are trying to steal. I don't even know. But hey, the Cowboys are victorious and we are here on Monday. There's your live view of the Tostita Championship Plaza. They're taking pictures outside the star. People are starting to, you know, get the feeling back of being a Cowboy and the star. Right there in front of the Ford Center with a high today. What is the high today? It's a high of 95. God dang it. It's hot. I want to get into a little bit of the cooler weather, but 95 today, 93 right now. He is Nate Newton. I am Jeff. He is the three-time Super Bowl champion, Nate Newton. I am the below-average Jesse Holley. We are missing Kurt. He is still recovering from his erectile dysfunction surgery that he had over the weekend. Shannon is not here. He is recovering from his BBL surgery over last weekend. So, you know, T's and P's to Kurt and Shannon for their surgical recoveries. But together, that's Chris Beam in the back, we are hanging with the boys. The sports equivalent of Braille, people feel us when we speak. This segment brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets his wings. They feel us when we speak, Nate. And we spoke a lot last week. And I'll be the first to say that what I spoke last week, while some of my things were still factual, the outcome was not. And I spoke about the Cowboys losing. You were a little bit of a, you know, on riding the fence, a little anal agitation over there on the gooch because you were riding the fence. You didn't give an answer. But the Cowboys pull off another big-time victory at home, beating the Cincinnati Bengals with a last-second 50-yard field goal from Brett Maher. Cooper Rush does it again. Nate, you believed.
You know, this is what I believe more than anything, Jesse, is we got two more preseason games. And I'm serious. You know, man. You try to hype yourself up through training camp that you have these practices against other teams and you don't work, you know, you give guys off. You know, we didn't see Dak the whole training camp. His receivers basically not working with him the whole training camp. I'm talking about in the preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams are paying for that around the league because everybody looks a little disjointed. The Cowboys looked a little better. I think Cincinnati is suffering from that, you know, where nobody really got going during the preseason. And they looked at disjointed. And the Cowboys were great the first half. And you knew that Cincinnati would answer in the second half, and they did. In the fourth quarter with that big 19 play,
eight and a half minutes.
Yes, drive and almost wore our defense down to a frizzle, man. And we needed our offense to step up. But overall, they won the game.
Yeah.
And early in this preseason, you have to, you know, what, with 2-2 is a makeable deal. You don't know what the Giants, if they for real, you said they would be a little bit better, but we'll see. I mean, it's week to week for this season. I mean, because guys are, you know, like Lyle. I mean, I love him to death, but that wasn't fair yesterday. You know, that wasn't fair. I mean, 2 weeks in a row. I mean, the Steelers and not Michael Parsons.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on, man.
You know, what was interesting in this 20-17 victory yesterday was, and I said it all week coming into this game, that this was going to be a coordinator's game, right? I call it the coordinator's contract game however you want to call it. This was going to be based upon offense and defensive coordinators being able to put together multiple game plans to go out there and execute. And while we murdered Kellen Moore for his game calling, his sheet, his menu, whatever it was in game one when we saw that lackluster offense go out there in the football field, I got to admit, at least for the first half of that football game, you saw a game plan that was put together and that was executed, I'm not going to say flawlessly, but damn near flawlessly. I mean, it was one that, you know, you look back and you kind of say to yourself, well, where was this a week ago? And I was driving home last night from Texas Live, where I do my pre and post game show. I was thinking to myself, because I said this, I said, well, where was this? Why can't we have this thing consistently? And a lot of times what you have is when your chips are down and when you go to Cooper Rush, you're kind of almost forced to dial in and kind of almost dial back to get a precise game plan put together, because there are limitations. Whether people want to say it is or not, there's limitations. There's a reason Dak's a starter and they pay him $40 million, and Cooper Rush is a guy who was in a battle with Will Greer for his job in training camp. So there's a distinct difference, no matter what you may believe, between the two games that you see Cooper Rush play. But it forces you to now have to go to this space of, I need to be so pinpoint on what I do and how I do it and when I do it, that it gives you a better game plan. Because when you have Dak in the mix, you kind of almost go a little bit loosey-goosey, like he's a 7-year starter. You know, he's our guy.
He's going to put us in the
right
play.
Right. He's going to just go. So I don't have to be as stringent. I don't have to be as tight. I don't have to be as buttoned up, because Dak's going to put us in the right situation. And I thought earlier in that football game, the fourth down conversion earlier in that game backed up. You know, still on your side of the football field. That's a brave move, but they get it and they hit it. And you just saw Kellen Moore and Cooper Rush have just an amazing rhythm earlier in that football game that I think led and almost shocked a little bit the Cincinnati Bengals, that gave them the lead and made the Cincinnati Bengals have to crawl back into this game. And they were just one play better than the Bengals in that game. So seeing Kellen Moore kind of step up in that what you call it, are you to a point where you're saying, you know what, that's Kellen Moore, or we need to see more of that? Are you satisfied with that? Like, where are you at when you see these up and down games between Kellen Moore?
Well, you know what, Jesse, and you know, redundant, I maybe think is the word, because the situation, after the fourth game, I think we would know. I think these coaches would know. Even with our defense, as well as we think they play up into the fourth quarter with those almost 8.5 minutes, you know, we'll see. I mean, I watched my left guard. You know, he's a scrapper.
Forniak.
Yeah, Forniak. I mean, he's a scrapper. Matt mm-hmm. is a scrapper. But, Lord, don't try to power him over. Don't try to make him a power player over and over and over. He's at his best when he can get around. He can pull. They have some nice pulls, him in the left tackle. The left tackle is a brawler and a mauler, but he got to continue to understand that you can't let people release to the inside of you. I don't care what you do, especially in the past. Just little things like that.
But those are the growing pains, right?
Those are the
when you have a rookie that's playing there, when you have a guy, Forniak, who doesn't play left guard.
Right.
This is his first time playing.
One start, what, the two players that was on the left side, one start.
One start between the two of them, and that was a week ago. And so when you have that, like, these are the growing pains that we talked about. And before, they talked about, you know, paying the cost of the growing pains. Mm. You didn't think that you were going to have that and lose your quarterback. But
right.
I think the positive of that is, because this is going to be all about positivity, right? When you win, you keep on the positive tip. The positive about that is that these guys are getting the experience.
Yes.
They're getting the reps.
And they had a win.
And they had a
that
win.
Experience. Yes.
And honestly, when you don't hear offensive linemen names, that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. But I'm telling you, this Reader and DJ, woo! Them boys different, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Them two, I seen them bend certain ways that I ain't seen big men, and they pop back and make a play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. And what I watched on the film, Jesse, was these guys were Hubbard, the other kid on the other side.
Hendrickson.
These are disciplined guys. They stay in their gaps. They stay at home. It's hard. And we got a few down blocks on with our tight ends. Tight ends are not overpowering, but they'll agitate you and get in the way. So,
and that's all you want from those guys. Right? Like the days of the Jay Novacek's of the
No. The Jay was them. These people we talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, the day of the real blocking tight ends.
The Mark Bavaros.
Those days are long gone, man. Like, I was watching the game last night, and Mercedes Lewis is in the league. He's 17 years in the league.
Yes.
He's an excellent, you know, algae crumpler when he was in his like those blocking tight
Atlanta
ends.
Atlanta Falcons tight
ends. Like those days are gone. Your tight end more is going to look like T.J. Hockenson.
Yes.
And it's going to look like Kyle Pitts, and it's going to look like Travis Kelce, where they're going to just pester you. They ain't really going to drive you into the ground for a pancake. So that's just what it is. But, you know, I do want to say this. Fans, if you're listening, I know a lot of you have hit me up and texted me and said, hey, I get a chance to watch live today. Well, you're in luck. If you're watching live today, guess what? Pick up your phone and call us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from the fans. 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. We're going to listen to your calls in the second and third segment. Again, you guys are going to be a part of our team. All right, we're calling in the Cooper Rush, so you guys got to come in and perform. But back to this game, and just switching to the other side of the ball, I've been gushing about this kid, and he just – there isn't any more words to use to describe the magnificent – I think he's an alien. I really do. Like I know I play a lot and I joke a lot, but I'm dead serious. I think this kid is like the MIB, the Men in Black, Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. I really do think they're in a search for this missing alien that's living among us, who has stole some human skin and is out here now playing professional football. And that's Micah Parsons. This is a guy who is a one-man wrecking crew. And, Nate, you played against some guys that, you know, you've seen some of the best of the best, Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White and just, you know, guys like that who could just – John Randall and you name it, guys who just could go. I mean, you play every day against Charles Haley in practice. This dude's different. And he has done nothing. Hello, ladies. This dude and gentlemen. This dude has done nothing.
What's up? Come here, girl. That's Angelina Jolie, man.
Angelina Jolie. I'll still talk while Nate goes and talk to Angelina Jolie.
Come on here, girl.
But Micah Parsons. We're talking about Micah Parsons. Anything you want to say about Micah Parsons? Anything you want to say about Micah Parsons?
What are we doing?
I have no idea what Nate's doing, but Nate just invited people in. But
yeah, how's it going, Jesse? Yeah, we can talk.
Yeah, but Micah Parsons to me,
we don't either.
Is an alien. I mean, another 2-sack game, 5 NFL games with 2+ sacks or more. I know it sounds crazy, and I don't even believe it, but like, dude's on pace for 30+ sacks.
Yeah.
Right, the Cowboys lead is 20 and a half sacks in a season, 20 sacks in a season. The NFL league is 22 sacks in a season. This alien might get it. If Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones don't come back and find him, he might go and get it. And what he was able to do, I think Arlington Police Department is still looking for him. The way he physically abused his former teammate and
friend.
Who helped
him be the man that he is today.
Listen, if there are any men out here who want to help me and then whoop me like the way look, keep yourself to yourself. Yeah. I don't want the help. If you're going to help me and then whoop on me like that, keep your help to yourself.
Right.
I don't want it. But Micah Parsons was out there again. I mean, left side, right side. And go back to the coordinators. Dan Quinn said, you are going to rush today, son. You are going to wreck this game and wreck it from every angle. So whether it was the right tackle, the left tackle, he lined Micah Parsons up and just said, young fella, go hunt. And another 6-sack game against Joe Burrow. He can't hold up. 13 sacks in 2 games for Joe Burrow. But Micah Parsons, he's the best. And I'm counting Dak Prescott. He's the best player on this football team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. I'm counting the $40 million dude.
I hear you, bro.
He is the best football player by far on this team, and he might be the best. He's I know it's early, and maybe I'm just jumping the gun, but he's getting into that Aaron Donald best football player in the league type realm and space that he's in.
Okay, let me get rid of these people, man.
You come brought in. Them in here.
Come on, Ms. Ann. Come on, come on. Tell them who these people are. Yeah, this is my girl, and what we do together. We do something special together.
Yeah. So Nate hosts Cowboys Crosstalk presented by SWBC on Wednesdays at Cowboys Club.
They won't invite me, so it's all good.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can come.
Nah, I know why. I know why they don't invite me. Jesse. It's all good.
But he hosts that with Kevin Gray from The Fan, and then I have Maddie Redman here from my team. She works and manages our partner, great partnership with Susan G. Komen, and they are here today, and we are calling and letting our Star Survivors know they have been selected for our Star Survivors program, and we'll be hosting them at our game on October 2nd.
Amazing breast cancer survivors. Highlighting
nice.
Highlighting them.
The crucial catch.
She's doing great work. They're doing amazing work here.
Thank you all.
I'm glad we got that in, but we got Michael Parsons to talk about.
Well, we
got
to go.
We got to go to a break.
We got to go to a break before we talk.
Thank
about
y'all.
Michael Parsons.
Thank y'all. Have a good one.
So we'll talk about Michael Parsons on the other side of this break. But remember, call in 888-855-2297. 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about the excitement, the cap, and you can even rag on me. You can say, Jesse, you didn't believe, you're a hater. I'm okay with that. I'll eat my crow. I like my crow in the air fryer. So I'll do that, and you guys can rag on me all you want.
888-855-2297.
Come
Men
back
in black
we want to hear from you.
Great
with the boys.
Michael Parsons. That was great.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
The Cowboys way, where 16 Hall of Famers and 5 championships shows us what success looks like. Where turkey is always the second best part of Thanksgiving Day. Where we are all defined by one single thing, the star. Where we as fans know it's our job to keep the tradition going. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank of the Dallas Cowboys and to support the quest of living life the Cowboys way.
Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Go, Jesse. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. Victory Monday. The Cowboys defeat the Cincinnati Bengals 20-17 on a last-second field goal from 50 yards from Brett Maher. This is why they brought Brett Maher back, right? They said, listen, anything inside of 50, we're not too sure about you, Brett Maher, but anything 50-plus, you've been pretty darn good for us. And he showed up and showed out, 50-yard field goal to win the game. The Cooper Rush Cowboys do it again. Cooper Rush as a starting quarterback is 2-0. And please, whatever you do, we're not going to start the conversation about, well, Cooper Rush is better than Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush. Why would you bring that up? Because
they've
already been in my timeline and my mentions about that. So I just want to be vocal with this. Please, please, please do not bring that up. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, fan of the year. Are you a Cowboy fan who spices up the game? Nominate yourself or friend to be the Cowboys Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan. Win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Nominate yourself or a friend at DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year. I meet these people like all the time. Like I forgot my guy, what his name is. He's like the Mexican dude who's like the Mexican Fan of the Year. He got the little the mask.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like in nomination for like the Hall of Fame or something crazy like that. So if you want to be Fan of the Year, nominate yourself or a fan. All you guys who have those man caves at your house and spend all that money on those man caves, and you want to be the Fan of the Year, then go ahead and do that, or go to blockchain.com and do your thing as well.
Yeah, I like when we had the guests in and everything. Man, I like how you brought that on Michael Parsons. That was good. I mean, Michael's. I like it. But see, the thing about what I like what Michael's doing is Darnell Armstrong joined the party. Dante Fowler joined the party. And yes, they got three new offensive linemen, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Until they find they sea legs,
right,
you're supposed to keep the ship waving and rocking, and they did that yesterday.
And that's what you want from your star player, is not only can he – see, this what – when you're talking about elite players.
Yes.
And good players and average players and just roster players, an elite player can go and create for himself – just because of who he is.
That's right.
Offensively or defensively, right? We watched for years Barry Sanders, right? An elite back. You're like, how? No team wasn't even good, but Barry Sanders found a way and made a way to go out there and carve teams up.
Right.
You know, you see at times Tom Brady at quarterback. You see at times, I mean, I played against Megatron.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some guys who went out there, and because their skill set was so elite, they were just able to do. But the real good ones say, not only am I going to get myself into the flow of this game, but because of my great skill set, it's also going to allow these other guys to have easy opportunities, not hard opportunities. Like you only have to create for yourself. I'm going to create so much havoc that you're freely going to be able to succeed. All you have to do is just be there and be ready. Leighton Vander Esch got a sack yesterday because Micah Parsons had Joe Burrow running for his life, and it literally, the Wolf Hunter could not have set a better trap. That was the easiest sack that Leighton Vander Esch will ever get in his absolute life. And it was all predicated on the pressure and the havoc that Micah Parsons was creating in the backfield with, you know, say what you want. And I know people saying, like, Diggs locked up, Ja'Marr Chase. Okay, cool. That's fine with me. I'm not even going to argue with y'all. But there's a reason why Ja'Marr Chase could not get anything going. Because I don't care what the drop was. Three-step drop, four-step drop, five-step. Any drop that Joe Burrow took, Micah Parsons was in the backfield on his tail. And if he didn't get the sack, he got a hit. He got a pressure. He made Joe Burrow. There's an audio out that Joe Burrow's on a timeout, and he looks to the sideline, and I guess the head coach called a play in, and he looked to the sideline and he yelled out, "No more empty formations. No more empty formations." Because at that end of the day, when it's empty formation, it's 5-on-5 up front. And he was like, "Nah, give me a tight end in here. Give me a back in here. I need someone over here to chip wherever number 11 is. No more empty formations. I know that's what our go-to is, but no more empty formations. Let's go and try to lock this thing up." But all that is predicated off the awesomeness of Micah Parsons. All right, Chris, we're going to go to the phones.
Yes, we do.
We're going to hear the fans. I'm feeling good, so I might not bang on y'all early. But get to the point. Get to the point. I want to hear your jubilation. I want to hear your joy. If you got even bad something to say about me today because I picked against the Cowboys, I'm for it. I'm with it. Just don't get too
much. He had five quarterback hits.
Yeah.
Parsons had five quarterback hits, bro.
All right, who we got, Chris?
We got Paul in Austin, so nice. Be careful.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, Jesse, how's it going, man? Go Cowboys. I'm going to need you to finally meet your niece at some point, Luna Bell.
Yeah, oh, Luna. Oh, what's up? This is my cousin, Paul. Paul, what's up, brother, man? I got to meet Luna Bell soon. That's why you got to bring my niece up here so we can actually meet for the first time ever, man. What you got for us, bro? I appreciate you calling.
Hey, man, no worries. Hey, look, there ain't nothing better than a Victory Monday that is unexpected. Because I'm with you along with everyone else who just did not expect the Cowboys to pull this win. What I'm going to say, though, is, like, it was great to see Micah Parsons. I've never seen offensive linemen have PTSD on game day. See Lyle Collins and the other tackles just flinching every time before the ball was even snapped. What I do want to ask, though, is from you two, it seems like a trend that I hope is not going to be continuing is if it's either coming from the head coach or offensive coordinator, and that is stepping off the gas too early. It seemed like Cooper Rush came out, we were coming out real explosive on offense, and then they just dialed it back in the third quarter, allowing the Bengals to crawl back in it. So I want to know what y'all's opinion, like where that's coming from, when we decided, you know, to get the ball out of Cooper's hands and give it back to Zeke and Pollard and then allow these guys to come back. I'll take my response off the call.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your call, man. Tell my niece I said hello.
This is what I observed, and I was talking to Isaiah Stanback about the same thing. I said at some point, this defense, who I've given much credit this to the Cincinnati, I said they're going to stiffen. Their two inside guys were better than our left guard and center. I said at some point these guys are going to stiffen. And it started in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. I don't think the execution wasn't as great. And even when we went down and got them 33 yards or 35 yards, it was hell getting those to set up Maher. So I think Cincinnati just waited a little too long to stiffen up, mm-hmm. you know. And so because they are a disciplined defense, and I don't know who the coordinator is. The defense coordinator, hats off to this guy, man, because they are trying to hold themselves together until the quarterback who's had some type of surgery, and there's three new offensive. Yeah. And it's these three offensive linemen find their sea legs. Joe Mixon was Joe Mixon, mm-hmm. but he just won no holes.
Right.
Samaje Perine, he was trying to do what he could do. T. Higgins showed up big. They're just a little bit too late.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm telling you, this lack of not playing in the preseason and finding the continuity worked in our advantage this time.
Yeah.
Last week, the week before, it did not.
Yeah, and I thought offensively, you did what you were supposed to do. Now, I get taking your foot off the brakes. This is the National Football League. You saw all across the league, comebacks are going to happen.
Ooh.
But you relied on your defense. You said, what did you say? Give me 14 points.
Yeah.
You give me 14 points, 17 points,
yeah.
I'll take care of the rest. They were like, I gave you 17 points.
Yes.
Y'all got to take care of the rest. All right, back to the phones. Who we got?
We've got Kevin in Uniontown, Ohio.
Kevin, what's up, Uniontown. Man, in Uniontown, Ohio?
Hey, guys,
Ohio.
How you guys doing today?
Ain't this a song with y'all
good.
In there? Is it somewhere else? Uniontown, Ohio. Is it a song?
Okay. It's in Hartville.
In Hartville, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, one word for Parsons, just greatness. The guy's just great. But, Nate, this goes out to you on the offensive line, and I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. Just real quick, are they more set up and aggressive for the run more than the pass? I'm going to hang up and listen to you. Thanks, guys. And, Jesse, we all could make mistakes on picking against the boys. You'll get better at it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the call.
It, you know what? He in that first half, Coach Mader and Coach Kellen made just a nice job of – pulling guys, getting Pollard. Remember, I said, get Pollard to the outside. Mm-hmm. He made a concerted effort to get Pollard to the outside. And everything Pollard kind of hit was right outside the tackles, mm-hmm. you know. Great job. And then some plays they pulled, and they went right into the strength of the defense. But a lot of times they caught the defense off guard. So it's depending on what you call it. But one thing I do know is they had enough runs mixed in there, which you hate. They had enough runs mixed in there.
No, I don't hate the runs. I hate a dominant. I hate to go full out run game. I never said that you can't mix in runs, but you were like, we got to run the ball 30 times. I'm like, that's a lot now. Let's not get beside ourselves.
Okay, okay.
So don't put me out here. I'll take my wrongs when I'm wrong.
Okay.
But
I'm not going to mind you
sprinkling the run game. You were talking about, man, we need 30 runs. I was like,
it's the way he called him. He understood that his guy – his left guard and his center is not power guys. You got to kind of put them on edge. Now, you got to still run some type of power plays, but, you know, don't let these guys get on your center and your guard's edges because they're not strong like that. They're not strong like Martin is. And they called enough pulling plays, little quick sweeps, the little tosses to make these guys have to move.
Yeah.
Because every time they wanted to go back-to-back power up, DJ Reader – And Hill wasn't having it. They wasn't having it. Not back to back. Yeah. Not just, you want a man up and come at me? Come on. That wasn't working.
Right. All right, let's head back to the phones. Who we got, Chris?
We got Pastor Gil.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing. Thank you, Lord, for praying for me on Sunday. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. What's up, Pastor Q?
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
We good, yeah. Man. We good.
Listen, man, I think what both of you said on Friday actually worked out in our favor. And, of course, as you know, with every game, you get a couple of breaks.
Yes.
You know, so I'll charge that to prayers. But just two things real quick. We still had crucial penalties that cost us points. You know, we had the first drive for the Bengals that stopped by that, you know, penalty on Barr.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, the offsides on the punt. You know, when they went down and kicked the field goal, so that would have been in our favor. And then I want to ask this question to you all. With the continuity, do you think that the continuity on the O-line is set, or now if Peters is available, do you move him in going into the Giants game? What do y'all think about that?
Only at the guard.
I agree.
And only if he's in good shape. He's got to be in good shape. I mean, just a little bit beyond just – he can't – I understand.
Thank you, Pastor, for calling. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Continue to pray for us.
This is just – you know there's in shape and then getting in shape.
Right.
We need to make sure this guy's in shape so his transition to game shape won't be a struggle and it costs your quarterback. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so he's a scrapper. Matt is a scrapper. Farniak is a scrapper. He gives – you ain't going to never question whether he gave his all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, as the season wear on, unless he got another gear, unless he's going to get much better than what I've seen, and he's a scrapper.
But you called for that. You said muck it up.
Yeah.
Make this game ugly. So at times you kind of want that guy in the mix.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got to be scrapping and you got to stay on the block.
Okay, I got you.
Not scrapping, kind of.
I got you. No, I got you.
What hurts me so bad is
the hemorrhoids.
I'm saying, does he have more? You know, like me and you both say, hey, Noah is not. Okay, is what we saw from Noah, is that Noah?
No.
Was that just something that was special yesterday?
It's Noah is in between what we saw in week one and what we saw yesterday. He's in between that.
Okay.
So the average of who Noah Brown is somewhere in between what we saw in week one and what we saw yesterday. I mean, because you go back and you look at it, and I'm not trying to veer off, but he had four receptions in the first. I thought the Cincinnati Bengals, which worked in our favor, I thought their defensive game plan was off. Because if you saw a lot of times in those passing downs, they were man-to-man across the board. And there's something in my mind that goes, you can't honestly believe that Eli Apple is this guy's never been good in man-to-man coverage.
Right.
And if I have a quarterback who doesn't have many starts – the one thing that man-to-man does, it gives me a clear view where the football should go.
Right.
I'm going right here. And for a guy that you kind of want to confuse,
right.
You did a terrible job defensively if you're the Cincinnati Bengals in trying to confuse him. I would have taken the same approach that they've been taking against Dak. Make him have to throw around eight guys.
Right.
Like even if he had an extra set of time, extra time, make him have to throw into windows. And I want to see if he's good enough and accurate enough and can anticipate it well enough that he's going to make these throws without making a mistake. Part of the reason why I thought the Cowboys kind of tailed off a little bit in the second half, before the fumble by Dalton Schultz, Cooper Rush was flirting with the pick six.
Right, right.
Oh, he was flirting. I mean, Hinton.
Right.
There were two or three occasions where he could have gotten.
Oh, he jumped. And that's just the nature of the beast, man.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
But in a game, like, you got to start saying to yourself.
Even the batted ball late in the game where.
The defender fell. Yeah. If he didn't fall, the ball was going to fall right into his hands.
Right, right. So, you look at things like that, but that's the nature of the beast. Yes. That's the nature of the game. Now, you and me and the coaches that we had going to be pointing that out very strong in the meeting.
Yeah.
We can't take that up to the Meadowlands. We can't take that to the Giants because the Giants is playing on a different level. They're a little bit ahead of the rest of the preseason guys. They're trying to take advantage of that situation to make sure they're in the race at the end. So everybody's seeing it, but you got through this win. We got through this win.
That's all that matters. All right, listen, we still want your phone calls. Jump on the phone, 888-855-2297. That's 888-855-2297. We want to hear from you. It's Victory Monday. Now's your time. Now's your time to call in and say, Jess, you suck. You called it wrong all week long. You talked all that. I'm here for it. I put on my big boy drawers this morning. I'm ready to hear from you. But I also want to hear your jubilation. I also want to hear your excitement for the Cowboys getting a victory in that game over the Bengals 2017. We're taking calls in the third segment, so get on the phone. Call us, 888-855-2297. Nate Newton, Jesse Holly, hanging with the boys.
Tar Heels.
Come back with us.
Brace yourself for an existential question. Has your butt been having enough fun lately? Have you been treating it well? Has it been going places? If not, then it's about time you start using SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best way to get your butt tickets to live events. Just ask the thousands of other butts who have rated it the number one ticketing app. So what are you waiting for? Download the app now or visit SeatGeek.com to get tickets to sports, concerts, and live events and make your butt happy. SeatGeek. Get your seat in a seat.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We are back hanging with the boys, our final segment. Remember, we want to hear from you, 888-855-2297. Chris telling me the phone lines was blowing up back there. So if you can't get in right now, just be a little bit patient. You don't got too much time because Micah might be coming to sack you too.
I tell you what. Let's get as many as we can.
All right, let's go. All right, Chris, come on. Let's go, Chris. Let's get right to the phone lines right now.
And if we get three, we good.
We got G in Jersey.
G, what's up?
What's up? Go, G. Go.
Listen, man. I'm ready. I'm shooting, man. Listen, man. Fellas, you already know where I'm at. This is the Giants Super Bowl, man. That's all I've been hearing since yesterday, 4 o'clock, as soon as they won. They ain't been 2-0 in a minute. So now I want to see what the Cowboys do when they leave the comforts of home, right? Mm. We've been fortunate to get back-to-back at home. But you come into MetLife, Nate, Jesse, you know what they get like when you come up here, right?
Yeah. Right.
But I have a point to make, man. Moore has to match Quinn's level of preparation, man, because what Coach Quinn is doing is he's not only elevating the defense, but he's elevating the entire team, man. This team and this organization is riding that defensive wave, and we've seen it since last year, how he's elevating players, like Jesse's been saying, that are just thrusted into these situations. But I got a point, guys.
Gotta hurry up. You're losing.
Let's get one or two. Let's get one or two more wins, and we'll be right where we need to be when our cavalry come back with Gallup, Washington, and Dak. Man, that's it, fellas. Get ready, guys, because this gonna be a dogfight on Monday.
Thanks, G. I appreciate the call. G said a couple things, and I'm gonna work.
Don't bother. We gotta get the call. Okay, calls, all right. He did it. He completed it.
I wanted to say something that he was saying.
Yeah, he completed it.
Okay. Next call.
Let's go.
Kyle in Philly.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Jesse and Nick?
We good, brother.
Rock and roll.
Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, sir.
Rock and roll.
Hey, so I just wanted to touch on the game. I like the way we came out. You know, we set the tone early, and I think we just should ride that momentum. Set the tone early, offensive line. You know. Beat them guys up, you know what I mean? Beat
right.
them guys up from the rip. And I want to get away from, honestly, getting the lead and then going away from being aggressive. I want to stay aggressive the entire game, keep your foot on the pedal, and just keep going. That's all I got, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Appreciate you, brother.
Next, he was quick. You quick.
Next caller.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He says you wanted to get
next. No, he was quick.
No. Let's
all right. Go.
Let's
go. Next
caller. Let's go, Chris.
All right,
what you got?
Josh in Denver.
Josh, what's up? You high? I mean, what's up, Josh? Hi.
What's up, y'all? First time callers. Super. Love being on the show. Love y'all so much.
We love you
back.
I
have a couple things. Jess, earlier in the show you addressed whether or not we believe in Kellen Moore just yet. I think the first game he did not do well. I think this game he did well for the first half and then kind of slowed down a little bit. I think I need to see a couple more games of him just, rocking and rolling, getting back in his bag that he had last year. And number two, this one's to Nate. How are you grading the first two games of Tyler Smith? I haven't been able to watch this game, really, any highlights or anything, but I want to see what you think, how Tyler Smith is doing. I remember when he first got drafted, didn't really believe in him too much. Obviously, he's done over our expectations, I would say, for me. But what do you think? That's it. Love y'all. Can't wait to listen.
B-minus.
Thank you, brother.
B-minus. When you're giving up stuff to the inside, you can't. You got to be a little more sharp on your games, picking up games and stunts.
B-minus is not bad. I lived my whole life as a C student. I made it. I'm doing pretty all right. So all B-minus is not bad.
Okay.
All right, Kurtz, what you got?
I got no one right now. So
okay,
call.
I can talk now.
Talk.
Woo! All right. We're going to go all the way back to G's point.
I hate you.
Go back to G's
point. Okay. What was G's point, bro?
No, but G made a point. He said that Kellen Moore needs to elevate his game preparation to what Dan Quinn is. And I will say this. It's a lot easier to game plan when you got an alien. It really is.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to game plan because whatever you say will probably work because he's so damn good. The addition of Anthony Barr, while it may not show up in the stat line, what Anthony Barr has done has given you a middle linebacker that is technically sound, physically able, and mentally smart enough to do the position, opposed to what Leighton Vander Esch and others were. Now I can deploy Micah Parsons any and everywhere I want. And that is the greatest gift that Dan Quinn has acquired. He's acquired a freak, an alien, and then he found another guy and said, hey, I just need you to be Steady Eddie in the middle. I really don't need you to do much. Just be Steady Eddie. And I'm a unleash this Rottweiler everywhere.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
back to the call, yeah, phone calls. Yeah.
All right, I got Victor in El Paso.
Vic in El Paso, what's good? That's Nate. That's Nate part of town.
Yes, all right. Is. Good afternoon, guys. Hey, I need you guys to, kind of talk me off the ledge, and it's going back to last year, so be a little patient with me.
But not Go ahead on.
Okay. So, I was listening to a national sports talk radio, and they were
saying—
That's
your first problem.
Go ahead on.
And they were saying some caller called in and said that there was a conspiracy against the Cowboys with the refs, and I go, here we go. Typical Cowboy fan making excuses. He said that even without winning the Super Bowl in over 20-some-odd years, the fan base, and I don't know where he got this number, is still over 30% for the Cowboys. That's why the refs have it against the NFL, because you figure if Jerry's the way he is now without winning the Super Bowl, could you imagine if he won a Super Bowl if he represents that much of a percentage on the total fans base of the NFL? So I was like, oh, typical Cowboy fan. But then I watched the Super Bowl, kind of disenchanted with the season last year, and I'm sitting down by myself watching the Super Bowl, and I'm seeing that the Cincinnati is getting some calls. They didn't call the big interference call. Then at the end of the game, when it looks like they're going to win, the refs start pulling out the flags all over the place so the Rams could win. And it kind of felt like, am I watching the NFL or am I watching WWF? And I'll listen to you guys after that.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
Chris, we got any more callers?
I'm going to let you answer that, man.
Yeah, I got Julio in L.A.
All right, Julio.
You got to go. Brother? You got to do it, Julio. Close us out, Julio. Julio?
Oh, he jumped off.
All right.
Close us out, Jess.
There's no such thing as...
Unless it's the Hall of Fame. Unless it's the Hall of Fame. The other stuff I won't go along with. Anthony Barr, you can't hit the quarterback late, okay?
There is no such thing as the refs have it. You get a different crew every single week, and every single week a different crew has their plus, their minus, and you hear about it. Every coach leading up to the game will tell you, here's the crew that we have this week. This crew statistically says they call a lot of holdings. So if you get into a game and you hold and they call it, that's probably what they're going to do. Hey, this crew, this next crew, and then what happens in the playoffs is you get an all-star crew. You get some of the best people from each one of the crews that all come to the all-star game and they perform, you know, in the Super Bowl. So I'm so past the whole conspiracy theory thing about the Cowboys.
Unless it's the Hall of Fame.
Unless it's the Hall of Fame, I guess. I don't have the credentials or the skill set to even be in that conversation. But if Nate says it, then I'll believe it. But no,
I'm serious. I don't buy into the ref thing. No. I don't. I mean, when you go in that deep, there's something wrong with you.
And another thing I'll say this is that if you look back over the last 20-something years, we just ain't been good enough. Like, we just ain't been good enough. There's been some teams that maybe, but overall, we just – like, when you look at the playoffs and you see the teams that go from the NFC in the last couple years that I've been around here, we ain't good enough. We're not good enough to beat those teams. I know you need some things to go on your, but you're just not good enough to beat those teams. And you haven't put yourself in the situation. You ain't get to an NFC championship. Hell, you ain't get to the second to the second round only but two or three times.
Can we end up positive?
Yes. Come on. End up, Micah Parsons. If I just keep saying Micah Parsons, that's a positive note, right? Okay. Micah Parsons, 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 Micah Parsons. Guess who we're going to talk about tomorrow on our show? Micah Parsons. He'll be on our show tomorrow. Now, he won't be on our show, but we're going to talk about Micah Parsons. I wish he was on our show. I hope he doesn't go on that other show tomorrow. That's going to be an interesting question. Will people ask Micah Parsons today, is he going to show up on that show? Because last week he said he wasn't going to go because the quarterback got hurt and he needed to be a leader. Well, he won this week, and the quarterback still hurt, but the back quarterback played well. So, Micah, are you going to go on that show? We'll talk about that tomorrow on our show. So come back when it's 1 o'clock, same place, same time. Nate Newton, Jesse Holly, Chris Breen, Bro Willie. Did our show on time. Who I'm missing? My girl Jazzy. To the people who came in. What's her girl named? Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. And all the rest of them that came in here today. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the people that work here with us. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. See you guys tomorrow. We out.
Bye.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!